know what I read recently? That in Europe in the past, before the potato, people were eating rye, you know, cereals, especially in the northern side, part of Europe where it's damp and cold, and the rye is susceptible to an infection.
A mold,
yeah, you know, which drives people crazy.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, maybe half of the population was half drugged all the time.
Yeah, right?
And then all those witches and whatnot, most probably they were just... And then with the introduction of the potato, it's not susceptible to that. Then the general mental health of the population.
We drug them, we can make them.
Well, I heard that
people die more rational.
Well, I heard that. See, these are all independent frames.
Mm-hmm.
There is no continuity there, you see, at all.
The I can't be the cameraman.
The I is the only first person singular pronoun.
What do you mean the eye?
I like it, I don't like it.
Yeah.
When you say that there is nothing there which is involved with your liking.
Yeah.
When you say that. That's all that I'm saying. Movement there is a becoming movement. You, see.
Yeah.
You can't say the being, the existence itself cannot be experienced by you.
Yeah.
So the consciousness you are talking about, you see, arises only when there is a separation. You see, the object is there. This is all good for schoolroom discussions. Huh? So even when you are sitting in front of it, you see, there is no way you can separate yourself from that except through the knowledge. What is that knowledge? The chair. You see, in the next item, this is made of iron, you see, that is a plastic cushion, on and on and on and on, you see. So the physical perceptions are so fast, you see, that there is no time for the translation of the sensation into memory,
and therefore no knowledge.
No knowledge, you see, it's all there in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not that there is something that is operating this in response to that, but the things out there are operating this here. That's
yeah.
All.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that...
Let's see, this
no, it is dangerous. You cannot. That's why when this scientist came to me, who is a Nobel Prize winner, don't talk of no space, buddy. You see, if there is no space, there is no girl for you, there is no love making for you. Finish. So space is, cannot be experienced by you. That's all that I'm talking. So in other words, there is no such thing as space at all. Hmm? Space is the thought that creates the space, separates you from that.
The whole idea of a space is still your thought.
Yes, thought. So thought is a space, you can say that, you see.
But our brain, our mind functions all the time in general ideas. You know, we don't, that's what we have in our mind, always general ideas. You know, do you want coffee? It's the general idea of coffee.
Yeah.
It's not this specific.
No, but what I'm saying is, you see, that's a mechanical thing, the coffee. It's just a word, you see.
Right.
This time I said husband, my husband. My husband is a filthy bastard, you see, the other way around also, wife, you see. What does it mean? Where is the image there? It's the image that is the problem. Your involvement with that object comes only when you establish a relationship there. The whole thing is finished.